We are learning Mesechtas Bar Metzia, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Omar Shmuel, Hayman de Gozel Chavitza de Tamri Mechaveroi. Someone stole a bundle, or whatever this is, or it's really like something attached, dates. Like Rashi says, tomorrow Muhammad Bakim Yachad Kor Kavitza Rispe Chamishim Tamri. It's a big ring, let's say, of dates all attached, and he stole this thing. It's fifty dates. Rispe Chamishim Tamri. So Agav Adodi Mizdavim Benun Nachichada. When it's sold together, all 50 together, you sell it for 49. Chada Chada. If you sell it one at a time, Mizdavim Benun. So the question is, here you stole this and you destroyed it. The shaila is, how much do you have to pay? Do you have to pay 50 because Lamaisa, the guy can sell for 50? Or Lamaisa, the market value, when you buy it the wholesale, it's 49. So how much do you pay? So Gemara says like this, Lehediyat Mesham Chavishim Al-Khada. If you stole from a Hediyat, you pay 49. Lehegdish Mesham Chavishim Vichum Shayu. Hegdish had to pay 50, and you also have to pay a Chaimish. We know, but Hegdish had to pay a Chaimish. So therefore, you pay 50 plus a chaimish, and hekdesh is more chomer than hadid. You pay the value, the retail value, not the wholesale value. You pay the 50. Masha'inkim b'mazik. Lo mishalem chumsha. The actual halach is that if you mazik hekdesh, or if you mazik truma, for example, the halach is you don't pay the chaimish. Do amar, because
would you pay the retail value?
You still pay the retail value because this truma is still considered hekdesh. When it says hekdesh, really means truma. It says in the pasuk when it comes to someone who eats truma that he has to be careful. It says v'ishkiyechel kodesh v'shkagav v'yosef chamishishoy alav v'nosan l'koyin es hakodesh. You give the koyin es hakodesh. There it says dafka yoychal prat lamazik. V'mazik, there's no din chaimish on that. But we see from here the hekesh is more chomer than hedid. Hedid only pays 49 and hekesh pays 50. Maskev, the whole difference in mazik and not mazik have the chaimish. Why do you get away with paying 49? Let the guy tiny. What do you mean? I was planning on selling one at a time, so you caused me a loss of 50. So the more answers, basically going to show that when it comes to Nezikin or when it comes to Gzela, we are more makel. We always go with the more cool dig away. I'm going to read Rav Yeshua, Shaman Beis Sa'a, but it's a Sa'a Tanan, which means, Elokim Baba Kama, that if your behema eats from a certain person's property, his field, he eats from his vineyard or his Sa'a, so how do you pay? You don't count up how many grapes the behema ate and pay for that. What you do is, it says in that Mishnah, that you figure out a base Sa'a, that's a certain amount of area in the Sada, how much it's worth, and how much it was worth before the behemoth ate those grapes, and you figure out the difference, that's how much you pay. Now, obviously, if you're buying a Beisa in a field, and it's missing, before it had this many grapes, and after this many grapes, the Avada, it's not going to be much of a difference. And that's all you have to pay. So you see, when it comes to Nezikin, there's a kula. When it comes to Nezikin, there's a kula. So same thing over here, it's not the same type of idea, but it's a kula. If you look at Taisus in Masach about Isa Sada, if you look at Taisus, wants to know what's the Shaychus. Taisus, look at Taisus inside. Isa Sada, Tema, Hechi Ma'isi Raya Mekakoy Amatatli. That Kocheloi Dama. It's not Dama. The Israel Hocha Chavitza Tamri Ain Shama Beshishim Kahasim of Neatzma. There you don't. There's one of the Stodim that Gemara is. You do it times 60 and you figure out how much that's worth before and after. You don't do that here. It's not a Sada here. What Shaychus? It's just showing that when it comes to the Zika, we're more makel. That's what we see from Shalom Beisav. And we're telling it to over here also, that we go with the lesser value. When you want to figure out how much he's chayiv, you go with the value, the market value, the wholesale value. You don't go with the retail value. So to Gemara Vayter, what we see from here, the Maimra, the Sava Shmuel didn't hedi lav gedin gavaya dami. One thing you do see is that hedi is different than gavaya, different than hektish. Pray to Gemara Vayter, now I look to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say something, and Shmuel had a limud from hektish. We're going to see that Shmuel held he could learn out hedi it from hektish. Vatanan, it says in the Mishnah, not al even a kairo shal hektish, loy ma'al. So here in the Maruch HaGiga it says, we're talking about a gizbar. So if the gizbar took a Eben or a Kaira, there's no Me'ila yet, because it's all in his Rishus. The gizbar is the treasurer, it's in his Rishus anyway. So if he took it, by taking it alone, it's not Me'ila yet. Nos l'chaveira, if he gives it to his friend, hu mal, he's mal, v'chaveira l'mal, because he did the Ma'is Me'ila by giving it away. Bono b'seich beisai, if he built it into his house, even the gizbar did this, loimal, there's no Me'ila yet, and like Rashi explains, he didn't make a shino in it, he just put it on top of a skylight, so he didn't actually screw it into the roof. He put it, b'seich beisai, loimal achi yidar tachteha, until he actually has enough from it by sitting under it, and he gains from the shade, b'shav pruta, worth the shav pruta, he sits under it, he gains that much, then becomes Me'ila. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah, and that's the halacha in this Mishnah, that the Mishnah in Mesechus Me'ila, that there, if he takes the Evan Akaira, he's not Moyal until he's Nena from it, because it's always a Gizbar, it's always in his Rishos. The Yosef Ravo came to Rav Yechanan, the Yosef came to Shmeda Shmuel. Ravo stand from Rav Yechanan, stand over from Shmuel, this is the same Shmuel, that Shmuel said, I'm a learner from here, as I said, Maris, Hadav Chatzach Averis, Shlomo Dai, the Tarach La'as HaSchar. Like we know from Mesechus Bava Kama, that the whole Shaila, if Zen Nena Vezele Chaser are Yechayef to pay. That means, if I go into someone's house where Aris Rishos, he doesn't know about it, and I'm Nena from his house, but I don't, you know, ruin anything actually. I just sit there and I'm being Nena, and he wasn't renting it out. So Shaila is Yechayef to pay or not? So it's a big Machlaikis, big Shaila in the Gemara. So Shmuel said, I have a raya. Here, the guy sitting under the gizbar sitting under this Evan Akaira, is he really ruining anything? No. And Shaloi Medas, Hekka doesn't know about it. And the loch is, you have to pay. So you see that Zen Nene, Vezel and Chaser, Tzarech Lala Tzeschar. So he learned out from Hektish a din to Hedyat. So the kasha is, what do you mean? We see by Chavisa the Tamri Shmuel says that Hektish is Mochamer. So what do you want? Of course, Hektish is Chayiv and Hektish is Potter. What's the limit? So it's a steer and Shmuel's. Shmuel before says that Hektish is more chomer. And here it's Mavoyah, that we're learning from Hektish to us, to Hedit, to Zen and Avdel Chaser. So Gemara answers, Hoda Bei Shmuel Mahi. Shmuel was Chayzer from this halacha of Zoyse Meris from Hektish. That he learned from Hektish, for Zen and Avdel Chaser, he was Chayzer. Umemai, how do you know which one he's Chayzer from? Umai Damahi Hoda Bei. How do you know he's Chayzer from the Zoyse Meris of Zenen of Zelechoser, Dilma Hahada, maybe he was Chayzer from the Chavitza the Tamri Memra. Zoktimara, Loy, no, I know my Hihadabe, Kedurava, Dama Rava, Hektish Shloimidas, Kehedimidas Dami. Because Rava says, Be'etzem, every Hektish is not Shloimidas, it's Midas Dami. We know that by the hedyet medas, if you go into someone's house and he sees you and he's not meicha, then it's a shor mutter. Because that is not meicha, he's saying, yeah, I'm letting you do it. So really, every time, hektish is really considered medas. Like Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. It's bad to medas. So really, you should be potter every time. Still, the Torah said, Yechayev Me'ila, it's Xeris HaKosef, Yechayev Me'ila. So therefore, you can't learn out from there. It's no dinyan. It's not a case of Shloim Adas there. Hektish Shloim Adas, Kehem Adas Dami, because Hashem knows about it. If you read Rashi, Rashi like this, Shehektish Munach Limol L'chol Abba, Ve'im Eicha B'yadoi, no one stops it. V'rachmano Amma Mandam Zay Limol, V'rachmano Yada. V'rachmano knows. They know about it. And still, and not Meicha, and still me mutter, still it's Chayiv. So you see, Klar, Meneo Bey, that Hektish is different than Hedit. And that's how we know that Shmuel was Chayzer from this Zoy Semer. So bottom line is, very possible Hektish is more Chomer than Hedit, it is more Chomer, and therefore, by Chavitza the Tamri, we're keeping that halacha. Omar Rava, Hanu Shukuloi, the Tavru Chavita the Chamra, Lechem Vena. There was a guy, these porters, who Bipshia, they broke a barrel of wine for the Chemini. The Chemini was, you know, this is on Sunday. They were bringing it to the marketplace. Tuesday, they had a big sale of wine. They're going to sell in the marketplace. And while the porters were transporting the wine, they broke the barrel of wine. So shout out how much you have to pay. So, B'yom HaDeshukah, Mizdavna Behe. On Yom HaDeshukah, you make out of this five. You make five, $500 you make out of his bottle of wine, out of his barrel of wine, because that's the Yom HaShuk, you get much more customers and you make a little more money. But Shah Yomi, Shuka means like the marketplace, day of the marketplace. B'shar yoimi, on a regular day, not the day of the marketplace, mizdavna barba. In those days, they didn't have like supermarkets like Walmart. Until like 100 years ago, even less than 100 years, they didn't have supermarkets like that. So they had the yoimi the shuk, was once in a while, they had the yoimi the shuk, all the people came to one place to sell their wares, and that's when you made your money. But the rest of the days, there's no marketplace for that. And therefore, the price is less. So how much do you pay? So it says over here that the porter is a hadlei b'yom d'shukah mahalich mita d'chamra. If it's before yom d'shukah, you give him back a barrel of wine. You could buy it before and just give it to him. And then you took care of it. He'll make five when he sells it. Let's say you missed the marketplace day, mahadulei hey, you have to give him back five. It's not enough to give him back a barrel of wine. You got to give him five. Why? Because he says, look, if I had my barrel one before Tuesday, I would have sold it five. Now you give me barrel one after Tuesday. It's only four now. I want the extra five. I want the extra one. So you have to give him the extra one. But the Gemara limits this, qualifies and limits this halacha. That's only if on Tuesday he didn't have any other wine to sell. If he had other wine to sell on Tuesday and he didn't sell it, so it's a raya that he wouldn't have sold it anyway. He should have sold it. So obviously you weren't selling this wine, so I don't pay you five, I only pay you four. You only have a time to pay you five if you said I would have sold it. But if you wouldn't have sold it anyway because you're not selling it, so then you don't have to pay him five. And also another halach is, if you're giving him five, you still have to deduct, you don't have to pay, you can still deduct from the five the costs of selling the Yom HaShuk. There's tircha involved, and there's barzanaisa. We'll see what that means in a second. When akele aga tircha v'demei barzanaisa, you could deduct from the five the tircha, which means he would have to work. And now, he doesn't have to work. So there is some value in that. He didn't have to sit there the whole day in the boiling heat and selling his wine. So you deduct that part of that pay, how much would be worth for him to see sat and did nothing. And you also, there's something called Demei Bar Zanaisa, that the barrel is to come one big complete barrel and it's closed, it's sealed shut. So they used to have a uman make a spout for it. So therefore you could sell the wine by the cup. So it's called the Mei Bar Zanaisa. Look at the end of the Rashi, Baram Amad. The Yeshem Farsim Shari Tzrichin Liska Uman Linkoy Nekev Chavis, like a hole in the Chavis, Peshu Shel Cheres, Lasakin Barza, and to make like a metal spout. Sahanach Domi Menakilahu Shari Bartlubukal. I said, you're getting five out that, and therefore they deduct that amount. You deduct that amount. Now, it happens to be that this sugya is a good sugya. How do you look at a value? What do you look at a value? We were handling, what's the value of a gift card? Let's say someone has a $100 Home Depot gift card, and someone goes and steals it. Has it steal it? He takes the number and he buys something with it. Now the guy lost his gun. How much do you have to pay him? $100? Or maybe you say, look, you go to a card cash or something like that, you could buy a gift card for $95 or $90. So how much, what's the value? Is the value $100, $90? Always a good shayla. Hey, look at the value. Here with the big shayla, hey, look at this value. Look at the value is, that's five, could I get five for it? Or on my side, I could buy it for four. So what's the value? So that's the big shayla over here. It's very negaya. All the mechayish mishpat halachas. You look at the bottom toisvus. There's the handarai in this before yom hashuk. If there's another shuk afterwards, so what's the halacha then? That's all this. If there's another shuk coming up, then you also give him four. Or you can sell it again. But like upon him, that's all different halachas. That's very negaya from this gemara.